Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on the program today. The name of my website and the name of my ministry is Torah Life Ministries. And Torah is the first five books of the Bible, which is the foundation of all Scripture. And it's what all the people in the Bible, in the original covenant, the Old Testament, and the renewed covenant, the New Testament, used as their standard for everything. When in the book of Timothy, when Paul told Timothy, all Scripture is profitable for man, there was no New Testament written yet. And Yeshua himself, when he said, follow me, and if you love me, keep my commandments, he was talking about the guidelines and the instructions found in the first five books of the Bible known as the Torah. So thankfully, we're saved through the blood of Yeshua Messiah because we can never keep all of the commandments. But that should not take away the idea that we should have a desire to understand and live as best we can according by the words of our Creator and not according to man today, according to the systems of the world today. We should be living according to the system and a design that a Creator set up for us. And today on the show, I want to talk about something that we've taken a big U-turn against when it comes to our Creator's system and what our Creator wants us to do. And that is how we identify ourselves, not in word, but in appearance. If I'm walking down the street and I see a person wearing a Marlins jersey and a Marlins hat, I'm going to assume that that person is a fan of the Marlins. If I'm in New York City and I see a person wearing a New York Giants cap and a New York Giants jersey, I'm going to assume that that person is a fan of the New York Giants. If I turn on a TV set and I see somebody on a playing field wearing a particular uniform, I'm going to assume that person is on that team. So it's very simple. When you join an organization, if there's a dress code, you have to wear that dress code if you want to be identified as one of those members. Well, when we look at the Bible, and we look at the Bible, what it says about how we should dress and how we should be representing ourselves in many different ways and areas, we have to look at how closely are we doing that in our lives today. And this is what I want to speak about today, because recently I went to a church for an event, and I saw many of the women that were dressed there no different than I remember women being dressed in nightclubs when I was younger and wasn't a believer. As a matter of fact, I seen some of them dress even worse. And I had to question myself and think, why would this church allow women to come here like this? And what would motivate a woman to get up and put this stuff on, not just to go to a nightclub, but to come to a house of God? And as I think about this and I search for that answer, I think about what's happening to society today. Today, TV or television, tell the vision, is actually dictating the fashion amongst the world, including believers, and telling them the vision of how they should dress. And TV is setting the example of this. And then on the top of that, you have the media through the trash magazines that are found in the local aisles and the stores and so on, are creating these trends where people today are not dressing according to the system, idea, and goals of our Creator. And you might think, well, so what? What's the big deal? What's the big difference? Well, there are extreme issues with this when you look at the great plan of our Creator and you understand how Israel was almost completely destroyed by immorally dressed women and the mingling of the seed, meaning one system with another system. And we think about this. We live in a world today where people know the words to a secular song on the radio. They have a great memory to sometimes know the whole album. They remember the words to secular songs that they heard when they were much younger. But they have a hard time remembering the characters of the Bible. They have a hard time understanding and knowing Scripture. So what is motivating them is the problem, and that is what I'm getting at today. It's not the discipline, because we have discipline for what we truly love. It's not the lack of being capable to understand certain things, because they show they have the capability to understand a lot and learn a lot. The problem is the priority and the motivation. Where is the motivation to understand and our passion to follow what the Bible says? Well, in Philippians 3:19, it says, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame." Nothing in the Bible, like the way of our appearance, has took such a downfall in an immoral way, immoral dress today than ever before. The Bible shows over and over again that shame and nakedness go hand in hand. The media today promotes nakedness as a pride thing, and people are actually taking pride in their nakedness. So you have the system of the Bible, and I'm talking about all of the prophets, all of the characters in the scriptures, exalting this idea that shame and nakedness go hand in hand. And then you have the media today with the idea that shame and pride go hand in hand. And this is the problem. That's why I give you the Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame. See, in Genesis 3:21, it says, "Yahweh made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife." You see, originally, Adam and Eve, they didn't understand what being naked was on the outside. They didn't know. And then once they had revelations that they were naked and what that actually meant, and they decided, we got to cover up. And they tried to cover up, but that still wasn't good enough for our Creator. And our Creator took animal skins and he covered them up in a proper way. So there's a covering and then there's a proper covering. So he properly covered them based on their understanding now of nakedness and what nakedness was. The distraction that it created, Yahweh was trying to avoid in covering Adam and Eve. You understand what I just said? I said the distraction that it created, our Creator was trying to avoid when he covered them in a proper way, because they were dressed improperly. We look at Exodus 20:26. It says, "Do not approach my altar by going up the steps. If you do, someone might look up under your clothing and see your nakedness." And see your nakedness. And that was a problem, because our Creator said your nakedness should not be seen. And this amongst the world, amongst people that are not, you know, you're married to, and so on. And then we look in Isaiah 47, verses 1 and 3. We see Yahweh comparing Babylon as a beautiful, aspiring, elegant lady who gets all the attention. But we see what happens. It says, "Come down and sit in the dust, you virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, not on a throne, daughter of Babylonians. No longer are you be called dainty and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Take off your veil and strip off your skirt. Uncover your legs and wade through the streams. Your private parts will be exposed. Yes, your shame will be seen. I'm going to take vengeance, and no one will stand in my way." Now, people today might consider, private parts. They're called private parts for a reason. They should be kept private. Well, they're not anymore. But here, it says here, "I'm going to strip off your skirt and uncover your legs." So even the showing of legs, our Creator is comparing to being immodest or immoral in this example. We have to understand there's a root. There's a root to understanding the scriptures. Modesty, or dressing according to the system of a Creator, is not only about outer appearance. It's an issue of the heart. So it's like the heart is the root and the dress is the branch. And we have to get the root correct. Leviticus 18:3-6 says, "Do not act like the people of Egypt, where you used to live, or like the people of Canaan, where I am taking you. You must not imitate their way of life. We need to be set apart, and that's different. That's what holy is about, being set apart. And it's something that people need to understand today, because it's just, you know, we got to get to this point. How we dress says who we are. How we dress says who we are. And I say this again, because going to recently to this church and seeing how the people were dressed, I realized we got a major problem here. A major problem. Any cleavage in the church, you know, slits going up the sides of the skirts, revealing most of the leg, tight shirts revealing the bust and the shape of the body. These things are not part of Yahweh's system. And if you're listening to this right now or know somebody who's dresses like this, you have to question either your understanding or their understanding of what it means to be a representative of the Most High, and why they would even do something like this. Again, today's times, pride and nakedness goes hands on hands because the media has promoted that. But in scriptural times, shame and nakedness went hand in hand. So we need to get this right and get this straight. And this is the problem with many organizations out there. A lot of it is starting with the way people are feeling about what they should be wearing. And you see the media control over these people and the mind control over these people and what's happening like that. In the garden, Yahweh clothed Adam and Eve properly, setting the example that men and women should be covered up. We look at the example in Noah's tent when his sons revealed his Noah's nakedness to his other brothers, and the price he had to pay for that in terms of the consequences. Then we look in the temple with the priest and the instructions of how to dress to not reveal your nakedness. And there's so many instructions in the Bible of dressing modestly and just being humble. And then in Revelations, even they have examples on how we are to be ready with our clothing, with our garment, for the return of our wonderful Messiah. But I realize many people are so brainwashed by the news today, and by the media today, and by the shows on TV today, that they don't see anything wrong with this. I mean, if you would take people today and just go turn back the clock 50 or 100 years ago and had them walking around like this, many of them would be arrested. But today, nakedness is just becoming the norm, and it's a big problem. And somebody would say, well, it's too hot. You know, we live here in Florida. Somebody say it's too hot to dress, to cover our bodies the way we should. But then I would go into a local supermarket, and I would see women of other faiths completely covered, their whole body, even their head. And, you know, well, their face would be showing, but they have a head covering, and they were wearing a tunic, and they'd have a smile on their face. And then you turn around and you see women that are brainwashed by our culture and society walking around half naked, wearing a bikini, and they look miserable and unhappy and upset. And somebody would say, well, those women are being oppressed. Oppressed women don't walk around smiling. You know, who's really being oppressed? The ones that really understand there's a person behind a body, or the ones that understand that you're talking to a body, not a person? And that's what happens when we uncover our bodies and we just let society look at our bodies and think, well, you know, you look at my body and my body says this is who I am. No, you know, the uniform on your body says who you are. That's what it should say. Maybe in the privacy of your own home, you want to look fit and look healthy and have a certain look for your spouse. But when you go out in the street and you're representing the Most High, you have to make sure your body is dressed properly according to the system of our Creator. And the system of our Creator clearly tells us what's not appropriate and what is appropriate in His Word. And people aren't reading His Word, so they're not seeing this, and they're not seeing what's going on. In Psalms 18:30, it says, Yahweh's way is perfect. All Yahweh's promises prove true. He is a shield for all of them who look to him for protection. And so his way is perfect. And his way was to properly cover Adam and Eve after they were improperly covered. And so when we think about this, and we think about the way we should be covering ourselves today, I just can't get past the point or past the fact that when I go to a church and I see women dressing a certain way today, how far we've gotten from the core of the Bible. And the system of the core of our Bible tells us what we should wear and what we shouldn't be wearing. And we need to get back to this. We have an issue today, and I'm going to tell you right now what the issue is today when it comes to following our Creator's system. And this is run by society, it's taught by society, and this is why we have this issue. Now, some of you might get upset by this, some of you might not agree to this, but this is it. The problem is women want to look like men, and men want to act like women. And when you have that as the main foundation of your goals in life, you have an issue. That goes completely against Yahweh's system of what he wanted for us in his word. I'm going to say it again. Men want to look like women, and women want to act like men. See, in the scriptures, when it says a man should not wear what pertains to a woman, and a woman shall not wear what pertains to a man, that's not only talking about clothing. That's talking about an attitude. That's talking about a way of life. And when I say women want to look like men want to look like women, I'm not talking only about transgender men. I'm talking about in the roles and the system and the order that our Creator gave us today. And they've been taken out of order. So now women want to be the one in control. They want to so-called wear the pants in the house. They want to dress however they want to dress. Men don't want to speak up. Men don't want to be honest and truthful of what Yahweh is saying and exemplify this in the truth. They see what happened to the prophets in scripture for telling the truth. And they're just fearing man more than they're fearing our Creator and what to do and how to act like this. So we have women that want to act like men and men that want to act like women or look like women in terms of the roles that they should take. And we have to get this right. And there's no room at all in the church today. I'm going to come out and say this. And if you guys don't get it, if you women don't get this or understand this or believe this, I hope that this upsets you and offends you so much where you're going to do something about it, where you're going to change your ways. There is no room. There is no room, completely no room in the church today for immorally dressed women. No woman should be wearing anything that reveals anything on top of above their knee. Okay? Whether it's a skirt or shorts or anything. It's completely an abomination according to our Creator, and you need to repent if you're going to church wearing anything above your knee that's revealing anything above your knee. You need to repent. And the same thing with the foot, the attire on your feet. There's absolutely no room, and it's an abomination for any woman to wear high heels to church, or at all in general. Any woman that calls himself a Christian or a believer, you should not be wearing high heels. It's an abomination, according to our Creator. There should be no cleavage in the church, an abomination. There's no room for that. You know, if women want to make up their faces and paint their faces, they should do it in a very modest way, where they don't look like they've completely changed their appearance. There's no room for that. And we need to think about what's your motivation when you're doing these things. There's no room or example or idea in scripture for women and men to be wearing tank tops or other shirts that are revealing your shoulders in the churches today. And your bare backs in the churches today. You know, you all need to repent if you don't see an issue with that. You need to get right with Yahweh's word, and you need to understand that that is just wrong. You know, nakedness according to the scripture is not about wearing clothing or not. It's about revealing the shape of your body or not. And you need to dress right according to the scriptures and not according to what man wants to see, whether you want to impress somebody today or something. You're not impressing anyone but the devil if you're wearing these things to church and you think that's okay. It's not okay, and you need to repent. Your reason might not be to cause somebody else to stumble or to impress somebody else, but we have to understand that, you know, what you're wearing, no matter what your motive is, does not take away the result of what you're wearing. And you might be listening and you might say that this is offensive or something else. I'm telling you, I am extremely offended by the church I went to. It was a local mega church, to see people, women wearing high heels, women wearing articles of clothing that went above their knee, women that their arms were just bare, completely up over their shoulders, wearing tank tops, showing cleavage, and just wearing tight pants. It's not a fashion show. You're not going to church for a fashion show, people. You know, you're not coming here to pick up a man. This isn't a club. This is church. You know, so you need to make sure that you're covering these things. But so many people today are told it's okay, and the news is told okay. Recently with the hurricane, and as I was watching all these women newscasters, this is a great example of how you should not be dressing as a woman of Yahweh, okay? If the women on TV today that do the weather, at least what I've seen from the recent hurricane, are not appropriate dressed in a biblical sense to be stepping in a church. So if your attire when you go to church is similar to what that weather woman is wearing, I'm sure there's some okay out there, but from the ones I've seen recently, they're wearing the shortest of shortest skirts, the tightest of tightest dresses. Every single one of them is wearing a tank top, and they all have high heels. You know, and it's just not appropriate to wear that if you're part of if you're going to an assembly or a church or something else. There's many reasons why in Scripture why we shouldn't be doing that, but you have to know that. You have to see that. You can't try to please man and man's ways. But that's what's happening, and that's the problem that we have today, and we need to really start getting it right. In 1 Timothy 2:9-10, so that's 1 Timothy 2:9-10, it says, "And I want women to be modest in their appearance. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or wearing gold or pearls or expensive clothes. For women who claim to be devoted to Yahweh should make themselves attractive by the good things they do." By the things they do, not by what they're wearing. You know, and in Romans 14, 12, and 13, it says, "Yes, each of us will give a personal account to Yahweh, so let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall." Okay, to not cause another believer to stumble and fall. We have to get this. And men, you know, it says in Job 31:11, "For lust is a shameful sin, a crime that should be punished. It is a fire that burns all the way to hell, and it will wipe out everything I own." And I'm telling you, men, it's not about standing there and appreciating the way these women are dressing. What it should be about is you being a man and speaking up and telling the church leader or the assembly leader or somebody that this is distracting and you don't want to see this in your congregation. To the women out there, it says in 1 Peter 3:3-4, "Your beauty should not consist of externals such as fancy hairstyles, gold jewelry, or what you wear. Rather, let it be the inner character of your heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit in Yahweh's sight. This is of great value." So you want to think about this. And that's all I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you, when you leave your house to go to your local congregation or assembly or church, what are you wearing? If your shoes are making more noise than your car, You know, chances are that the heels are too high or the shoes are too flashy. If you're dressed, you know, you got to pull down every single time you sit down or you stand up. Chances are it's too short. You know, if you can't breathe, chances are your shirt or pants are too tight. These are common things that you should know. It says in Corinthians 10:30, whatever you do, whether it's eating or drinking or anything else, do it all so as you bring glory to our wonderful Creator Yahweh. You know, do it so you bring glory to Him. And you're not bringing glory to Him by dressing different than the system of the Bible suggests you dress. And, you know, there's many different ways people can dress today. But if you want to dress like the heathen women of the world, if you want to act like the heathen of the women of the world, when it comes time for judgment to stand in front of Yahweh, that's how He'll treat you, like a heathen woman of the world. But if you really love Yahweh, like it says in the scriptures, it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You would have the desire to please me and not to walk around naked and not to reveal your private parts. And you would realize that they're called private parts because they're supposed to be kept private. And everything else, your body's supposed to be covered up. So you need to get this right, and I'm here just explaining this to you, and prayerfully you're getting this, you're understanding this. There's more videos on my website about modesty and just living righteous according to our Creator, and you can go there and check that out at TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can see what I'm talking about the different things, how the media is just driving people today to wear certain things and live a certain way, and more people understand the wardrobe of somebody like Beyonce than they do understand the wardrobe of somebody in the scriptures. And how do I know that? Because more people are dressing and following the way of Beyonce than they are of the women of the scriptures. And that's what I'm saying. We got to get away from that. And if you're one of those women that are not guilty of anything I just said, praise Yahweh. Thank Yahweh for you. But if you're one of the many of women that haven't heard this, you don't see an issue with it, or you don't understand this, please pray about this so you can come and see the truth. And men, please be men and speak up and let him know. All right, everybody, so have a blessed day. And
this is not a topic spoken about often, modesty. But if you want to see more videos about this topic, please go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org and do a search with the word modesty. I have many videos there on this topic that I believe everyone needs to hear. Thank you and shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus sings, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus sings. Hope is here, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song. Saves, raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the darkest nights. Jesus saves.